Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
Wow, buddy! You look healthy and happy.
Veterinary surgeon and natural pet food pioneer John Burns knows the positive impact a natural diet has on our beloved pets. That's why he developed Burns Pet Nutrition.
Maybe I should try some of your pet food myself. Okay. I'll start with a salad.
For natural, no nasty, wholesome recipes, choose Burns Pet Nutrition. Available from veterinary clinics and all good pet shops across Ireland.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We're back on the road this April with our live show, Cocaine Cowboys. If you want to hear the story of Ireland's love affair with Colombian powder and those who made millions in the gold rush, join us in Galway's Town Hall Theatre on Saturday, 6th of April, Killarney's INEC on Saturday, the 13th of April, and in Belfast's Waterfront Studios on Saturday, the 27th of April. Tickets from venues or at mcd.ie.
It's a bit like the banks. If you owe a little bit of money, that's your problem. But if you owe a lot of money, that's the bank's problem. And the suspicion is that this gang was looking to recover money that was owed to them. His problems aren't ended by the fact that he's out now, because he is still the focus of a very intense investigation by the criminal justice system up in the north. And while he might be free now, there's no guarantee he will be in the long run.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe. A suspected drug dealer is bundled into a car in Belfast and driven across the border towards Dublin amid allegations that he owes a senior criminal figure a large debt. A Garda operation saves the man before he can be tortured or even killed by his kidnappers. But in true gangland style, the victim refuses to make a complaint. Today, I'm talking with Niall Donald about the dramatic scenes that prove that for gangland, there is no border. This is Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. So this, of all things, is a classic gangland story. A suspected drug dealer is bundled into a car in Belfast, sandwiched between a number of men and driven at speed down across the border to what we can only imagine was going to be, he's owed money. He owes money, apparently. So he was going to be tortured and possibly killed, depending on the amount of money usually he owed. You know, if it was a small amount of money and others around him in his vicinity owned similar, he might have been just kneecapped. But some sort of horrific fate awaited him had this car not been stopped on the M50 by the Gardaí, who'd been contacted by their colleagues in the PSNI and given as much detail about this car as possible. Thankfully, the roads network is such that there's AMPR along the way, and it's fairly easy to track a car once you have a description of it.
Yeah, I mean, what seems to have happened is that the guy being described as a sports star, he's a guy in his mid-30s. He's been known from the sports world. Star may be overstating it
to
an extent.
I know his name.
Yeah, however, a well-known person who also runs a gym and is involved in the fitness world. He seems to have met these guys in a pre-arranged meeting. He drove there in his car, but he was also followed in that car by his partner. So she spotted him being bundled into this jeep, and at which point she tried to follow it, wasn't able to follow it successfully.
So but it's beaten towards the double border.
Exactly, and contacted the PSNI. So they knew straight away what they were looking for. And the car eventually was stopped at the M50, just off the M50 at the Ballymun exit, up there near IKEA. People would might know from there. And when they stopped the car, they found the kidnapped victim, along with four men. And they also recovered a firearm during their search of the vehicle, and the men were arrested. So, I suppose you could say it's a bit like the banks. Like if you owe a little bit of money, that's your problem. But if you owe a lot of money, that's the bank's problem. So this guy is suspected of owing a lot of money. He's known to the PSNI, he's under investigation for very serious crimes linked to organised criminality. And the suspicion is that this gang was looking to recover money that was owed to them.
And to recover money, they probably wouldn't have killed him.
In
other words, they probably would have injured him and left him under no uncertain terms. They probably possibly would have driven him back home.
Yeah, I mean,
left him, dumped him somewhere over the border. But these things unfortunately happen in the underworld, and these are the kind of the murkier end of drug dealing. Of course, the individual concerned, who we're calling a sort of a former sports star, gym boss, is somebody who lives a very flash lifestyle, a very public lifestyle. He has certainly enjoyed a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or certainly it looks that way, or that's what he portrays. The six-figure debt that is supposedly owed is probably something that would keep you alive. It's actually kind of works the opposite way than the banks, doesn't it?
Well, no, I mean,
smaller debt will have you killed. You're actually better off owing a bigger. You're talking about the sort of the developers.
No, but that's what they used to say in the Celtic Tiger. Like if your developer owed 200 million to the banks, they couldn't let the developer go bankrupt because they'd never let their money.
Yes.
So they kept them going.
Yeah.
And sometimes with the drug dealers, if you owe them a huge amount of money, they have to keep you alive in order to recover.
You have a better chance of survival, of course.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, we have seen on numerous occasions that the debts transfer to somebody else upon your death. And it's not a guarantee that you're going to be kept alive because you owe six figures. There comes a time, I think, that, decisions are made. And obviously, you know, if you're bundling somebody into a car, there's a handgun discovered in this car that wasn't been brought along just, you know, as a plaything. That was more than likely going to be used on this individual, whether he was going to be shot in the head or in the knees. Thankfully didn't happen because of the intervention by the Gardaí. But the fact of the matter is that the debts can go on to be seen as being taken up by somebody else, and they will then focus on them for the recovery of them. There's no laws. There is no laws.
There is
no receipts, and there's no, the thing about the criminal underworld, I was just talking to somebody there about it earlier on today as well, is that the debts, the figures are just come up often at the top of people's heads.
Yeah.
Sometimes these can be chaotic, paranoid individuals who are just completely and utterly convinced that you might owe them 600,000, when in actual fact, the deal that went awry only was to do with, say, 16,000.
Probably like the real world, but you can't call in a forensic accountant for your coke debt, can you, to justify it? I mean, and then you see, I suppose, in this case, the great difficulty in policing the criminal underworld on both sides of the border. Mm-hmm. So this guy is bundled into the car. Presumably, his girlfriend phoned the police because she's terrified. He's presumably terrified because he's coming under this pressure. He's saved. Could be his life was saved by the Gardaí. Those guys are arrested, taken off in handcuffs, we presume. There was armed Gardaí, stopped them, and he's rescued. And how does he thank his saviors? Well, he says, "I've nothing to say."
Refuses to cooperate.
Refuses to cooperate.
It's a matter of interest. So that is seen as ratting. You're about to be killed, shot in the head, and you're still not allowed.
No.
give any evidence about anything. Like,
no.
People are allowed, I mean, it's better that somebody kills you than you give a statement in relation to the fact that you're bundled into a car. It is such a bizarre.
It is a bizarre kind of thing. I mean, who are you showing loyalty to,
Showing the loyalty to?
I suppose maybe you're showing loyalty to yourself ultimately. That
to your culture, really, because it is a culture.
Possibly, but I mean, it's certainly unusual. I mean, what do you owe the people who are recovering their debt in that manner? Maybe it's you know, if people do cooperate, then that's the end of their life in that world, you know, one way or another.
So he returns to Belfast, refusing to give a statement. In Belfast, no crime has been committed, because unless another statement is given that he was kidnapped from that point. So the PSNI have no involvement in it other than liaising with the Gardaí. And I would imagine giving this gentleman, if they haven't already, a threat to life warning, which is standard issue. And the four men, individuals in the car who were arrested, there is a firearm recovered. So undoubtedly that has gone to ballistics checking and any DNA that could be recovered from it. Possibly a file is going to the DPP in relation to that handgun. But all men who bundled this gentleman into the car and drove him at speed towards Dublin are released without charge.
Yeah, they're released without charge,
And off, very irritating to work as a Garda, wouldn't it?
Well, it must be.
The drama of that moment that they pounce on that vehicle and save that guy's life and pull in those.
And you see, the funny thing, of course, the frustrating thing for the guards is these guys rescue. I mean, I'm not talking about this guy in particular, but they save people in those circumstances, and the guards might, you know, have them in the car and they chat away and tell them exactly what was going on. But, you know, they're not arrested, so that can't be used in any court. And then they get them into the station and say, now it's time to, everything you told me there, now it's time to give a statement. Oh no, I'm not giving a statement. So that must be a frustrating moment, because
people I know who are working in that business would more likely say to you that the reaction is actually far from friendly, and they don't tell them what's going on without giving a statement. They usually just spit in their faces, curse at them, or certainly call them every name under the sun.
Yeah, I mean, and look, it those other four guys, they've spent the weekend in a cell, but they're out and about. We know bits about them. We know that one of them has had a serious drug conviction. We know another one of them has a conviction for an assault of a guard, but they're not particularly names that ring out as being associated with any of the main criminal gangs in the country. Certainly there is a suspicion that they were hired in to grab this guy and put pressure on him by other major criminal figures. In, you know, the name Mr. Big has been thrown out there. However, that's not clear. But there is certainly, does seem to
there's
be
a suspicion. Or that's one of the areas that's been investigated, if Mr. Big would have been behind this. Obviously, he is from the Coolock area. Mr. Big is called that for the reason that he is a big, major organised crime boss, probably the top target of the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau over the past few years in the country. He's somebody who made hay over the course of the Kinahan Hutch feud and other feuds in his own area when he developed and grew his own network. He has certainly got a lot of dealings in the north of Ireland, where he both supplies and sources drugs and weapons. And undoubtedly, he is one of the, I think, most prolific cross-border criminals, really, that we talk about.
Certainly, he very deep ties to criminal organisations on the border region in Newry and the surrounding area, and all the way up to Belfast. And obviously, you know, in the case of Robbie Lawler, he's suspected of playing a role in his murder that was carried out in Belfast. However, how strong that link is, it's not clear, but there is certainly a suspicion that these guys, these four men who were arrested and released, were brought in as kind of outside contractors to put pressure on somebody that it is alleged owed money in relation to the drugs trade.
How long more will Mr. Big enjoy that anonymity that we have become so used to granting him?
I don't know. I mean, it's you know, is there
a reason at this stage to be still so cautious?
There is a reason, I think, in terms of, you know, people's criminal past is a factor in somebody being named. Also, in the modern era of the internet, you know, do people know who he is, I suppose, is another matter.
Do, but, you know, sometimes you have to question yourself as to why am I still in this place?
Yeah.
It was clear that when he would have been before the courts, we were in that place and why we were in that place. But it's maybe something we need to revisit and
maybe so.
Question.
Yeah, I mean...
Because, you know, obviously there's reasons that we give nicknames and have monikers for people. And I think you always said they had to be named somewhere eventually.
Yeah.
And it's usually
in the Sunday world.
Sunday world, so... Anyway, in the meantime, this gentleman survived without a scratch and is back up in the arms, no doubt, of his girlfriend.
Yes.
I imagine he won't be going to meet anybody too quickly, too soon.
No, he won't be maybe going to meet people from the criminal underworld, but his problems aren't ended by the fact that he's out now, because he is still the focus of a very intense investigation up in the by the criminal justice system up in the north. And while he might be free now, there's no guarantee he will be in the long run, and he faces serious legal peril still.
Like, if you didn't have 200,000 with cash,
yeah,
where would you even consider?
Well, people might look at somebody on social media and say, there he is living this, wearing that.
But like, presumably if your life is seriously at risk, and his clearly is, if he was bundled into a car and driven down across the border, etc., like, you would hand over that currency that you have. But I mean, you've a long way to go to get to 200,000 and for that to be accepted. And if that, I'm just plucking that figure, by the way, from the sky. It's a six figure sum. It could be the other end of that. It could be 800,000.
Yeah.
Like, it's very difficult to turn assets into that kind of...
Well, I mean, we always heard of the great example of Lee Cullen, who was meant to have owed Bomber Kavanagh 2 million, was it, or something?
Yeah.
And, you know, Lee Cullen would have had a huge amount of money going through his hands. Lee Cullen was a car dealer. He's currently serving almost 20 years, I think, for firearms offences in the UK. But he owed that money to Bomber Kavanagh, and Bomber Kavanagh kept beating him up for the money, but he just couldn't come up with 2 million. I mean, no. 2 million is a huge amount of money.
Blood from a stone.
You just cannot get blood from a stone. And he effectively became an indentured servant for Lee Cullen to try and work off 2 million. I mean, to work off Kavanagh, for Bomber Kavanagh, to work off two million quid, you know, so.
But that kind of slavery aspect does exist within the underworld, and we don't probably talk about it too much because it's one of the deepest secrets that nobody really who has been enslaved comes forward. But you look at Cornelius Price and the compound that he had in the Gormanston area, County Meath, and it was there that, you know, it was certainly suspected that a number of people that were living on that compound were enslaved to
And by drug debts they had to him, and you know, they have no hope of, you have no hope of ever.
I mean, you are completely under the power and the direction of a total psychopath who could order you to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, I'm sorry, but no money would pay me to get involved in all that.
No, just get a job in McDonald's or something. And,
In Tesco or...
Or
in Media House. And,
Or the Sunday World.
Run a podcast.
It's a horrible situation to be in. And of all the calls that we get, it's always the most harrowing when you get it from the family of a young man, usually, who's ended up in this huge debt, and that debt has rebounded on the family, who then have to start trying to sell houses and cars and beg and borrow off relatives to try and pay off this sum that does seem plucked out of the sky.
And incidents like this show that their fears are real.
Yes.
You know, they're not a perceived fear.
No.
It's not just a threat that we're going to kidnap your son, bundle him into a car and take him off and do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, these incidents happen all the time.
They do.
It was really only that partner of the gentleman concerned alerted the police so quickly.
Yeah.
If that call hadn't been made as quickly, if the PSNI hadn't reacted as quickly to with a communications network to the Gardaí, God knows what could have happened there, and we wouldn't have really known.
No.
Where he was.
Exactly. No, these threats are not idle threats, you know. They're absolutely not idle threats.
Right. Don't do drugs, people.
Yeah. Thanks, Nicola.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com, produced by Ian Mullaney.
and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Clodagh Meaney. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review. Or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.